Good morning, I'm Rohan.
And I'm Soham. And this is how to make traffic lights better. Traffic lights have been around since 1868, being introduced to lessen the need for traffic cops.
Traffic lights were first proposed by J.P. Knight. These traffic lights were first used outside of the House of Parliament in London to control traffic from the streets surrounding it. J.P. Knight was a railway engineer, being inspired and adapted the similar railway signaling systems.
Before the use of traffic lights, the system was quite different. In most places, up to three men were needed just to direct the flow of traffic on certain conjunctions. That being said, unlike what most people assume, traffic lights were not introduced because of cars, but horses. The first design was still operated by a physical cop who would flip the switches. It was powered by gas and was pretty inefficient.
Yes, the first design still needed a lot of human interaction. This caused the birth of electric signals in 1912. These traffic lights were installed in Cleveland, Ohio, and since then, the only things that have changed are adding an quote-unquote adaptive timer and a certain transmitter to change the color of the light for emergency vehicles. If you look into that and think how far cars and other means of transportation have come and how little the traffic light has advanced, you can see why we chose this topic. There's a lot of room for improvement.
Certainly. The current traffic lights work on a timer system. Some of these systems are smart systems, which really just means it changes itself according to the time of day. Most traffic lights are fixed time traffic signals. These traffic lights vary from intersection to intersection, but like their name, they have been preset and do not change at all. This makes it much worse if there's traffic from one direction and none from the others. Some traffic lights may adjust to a time of day, but they aren't the best solution as everyday traffic can be unpredictable and on some events it can be completely different.
Yes, this makes traffic lights not time efficient, as you will have to wait much longer even if there isn't any other automobile on the road. Since these traffic lights have basically no real-time traffic input, that's what we want to improve and add.
And now, here's a few things that we can do to make these stoplights better. First, we need to add pressure plates to the lights. The pressure plates will pick up which side has the most weight, and once that weight lowers to a specific amount, the light will turn on for another side.
Another thing that we can add to stoplights are cameras containing AI technology. This tech will detect which side has the most cars, and the cameras can pick up on any mistakes that the pressure plates are running into.
To make sure nothing goes wrong with the beta testing of cameras and pressure plates, there will be two people working at every light remotely. One person will be monitoring the cameras, and the other person will be monitoring which one of the four sides has the most weight, and then they will turn that line on. This can teach the AI to what to replicate.
Another thing that we would like to add is better sensors, or sensors for bikes. In some cities, bike paths aren't very common or well-maintained. This makes biking on roads very common. One issue that I have personally experienced is waiting at some quote-unquote smart traffic lights, and they will not activate, as it needs something like a car to activate.
Yes, I too had this issue just a few days ago when I was biking with my friend. This can be fixed easily with a more sensitive pressure plate or better bike sensors/sensors in general. Well, that wraps about just everything we have to say to improve traffic lights inefficiency.
This has been How to Make It Better.
Yellow means go faster, and we will stop you
next time.